What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm feeling good, as you can see, as maybe you can hear. I've got a lot of energy right now, which is kind of weird because I'm not sleeping well. This is a completely random thought. I have no idea why I'm sharing this with you, but hey, I'm going to share it with you anyway. I was recently, quote unquote, diagnosed with a mild form of sleep apnea, which is super weird, which it kind of explains why I wake up in the morning and I'm completely trashed and I feel super lethargic and my brain is foggy and all that stuff. I mean, among other things, right? But I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get tested and I have a form of sleep apnea. So I just started trying to get used to this, the CPAP machine in your nose. It's not fun. It is not fun. I haven't gotten through two nights yet. But anyway, I digress. I don't know why I'm sharing a CPAP machine story with you. But today's Quick Tip episode, if you are new to Quick Tip episodes, this is a crazy intro for you. Well, this is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue, right? It's all about what can we optimize in your online business so that you can get more revenue, more freedom, and be an example of what's possible in your business. And today I want to talk to you about three must-have, quote-unquote, Facebook ads audiences that you need to be including in your campaigns. And whenever I say Facebook ads, by the way, I'm always referring to, well, I shouldn't say always, but usually Facebook and Instagram, because you want to be obviously advertising where your audience is. And so if your audience isn't on Instagram, then you shouldn't be advertising there, right? And vice versa. If your audience is not on Facebook, then you shouldn't be advertising there. But chances are your audience is on Facebook and or Instagram, okay? And so the three audiences that I absolutely recommend that you have are your warm audiences, your cold-ish, as I call them, audiences, and then your cold audiences. So let me break these down for you. What I recommend that you do, and I've talked about it here on the podcast before, is that when you are first starting out, when you are first testing your ads, your audiences, your copy, that sort of thing, I do recommend starting out, at least, setting the budget at the ad set level. Because you know now that you can do campaign budget optimization, which means you can set the budget at the campaign level, and then Facebook's algorithm delivery technology, if you will automatically optimize your ad sets and ads and delivery and so forth, right? And we kind of mix back and forth, right? We test both doing CBO, and then we also test at the ad set level. And we've seen results on both sides. But when you were brand new to the game, or if you are early on in your running your Facebook ads and you have a smaller budget, then I do recommend that you set your ad set budget or you set your budget at the ad set level. Okay. Now, just as a side note, caveat, if you are doing campaign budget optimization, I recommend doing a campaign with your warm audiences. And then I recommend doing a campaign with your cold audiences, because the warm audiences usually perform better than your cold audiences. Okay. But for the example I'm going to talk about here, I'm going to talk about putting everything into one campaign and you're setting the budget at the ad set level. Okay. And so for ad set number one, for example, that's going to be your warm audiences. That's going to be your email list, your website traffic, your engagement audiences, meaning like people who engage with your Instagram business profile or your Facebook page, your video engagement audiences, people who are watching your videos, people who, you know, visit landing pages but don't actually opt in or what have you. Any kind of warm audiences that you have, that would go into one of the ad sets. And you're combining those audiences to make the overall potential audience size for that ad set as large as possible. Now, if you're super far advanced, super, like if you're running a ton of money, a ton of traffic, then you maybe want to be breaking those out. But for simplicity's sake and for this example here, I'm going to make some assumptions that your audiences are on the smaller side for those types of things. So you're going to be combining those audiences into one ad set. Okay, so that would be, let's call it ad set number one. The next ad set is going to be your, what I call like their cold-ish audiences. These are going to be your lookalike audiences. Okay, and so your lookalike audience of your buyers, for example, your lookalike audience of your site, your website traffic, or your lookalike of your email list, or your lookalike of your video engagement audiences. Now, here's the thing when it comes to lookalike audiences. I don't love combining the different lookalike percent audiences into the same ad set. Here's what I mean by that. I don't love combining, say, a 1% lookalike of your email list with a 5% lookalike of your email list in the same ad set, because then I really don't know which one of those audiences is performing the best. I would rather, if I'm going to do that, I'd rather break those out into different ad sets and then exclude the 1% lookalike in that ad set that has the 5% lookalike. That way I'm not overlapping those audiences. I hope that makes sense. But again, to keep this very basic and foundational, what we're talking about here is basically having a lookalike ad set. And so let's just say it's your 1% lookalikes of, again, of your buyers, of your email list, of your video engagers, that sort of thing. And that's going to be one ad set. Now, again, I bring up that 5%, 3% on the lookalikes. Don't be afraid to test those larger audience sizes. We see really, really good results with, say, like the 3 and 5% lookalikes. Okay, so don't be afraid to get out of just the 1% lookalike sizes. And then finally, the third audience that you're going to have, the third ad set, if you will, and this isn't in any kind of order. You can have ad set number three is your lookalikes, whatever. But one ad set, my point is, these are going to be your cold audiences, your interest-based audiences. This is that detailed targeting section at the ad set level, okay? So this is where you're choosing your like interest targets in the same ad set. So what I mean by that is I don't recommend combining, say, like, you know, people who are interested in like the Wall Street Journal with people who are interested in, say, Amy Porterfield, for example. I always pick on Amy in my examples because those are two different, like one's a publication, you know, and one is an influencer, if you will, right? So I would put, say, Amy and, I don't know, Marie Forleo, for example, or Tony Robbins or whatever, in the same ad set because those are quote unquote similar audiences. If I had another ad set that was, say, like publications, then maybe I would put, you know, Wall Street Journal. And if it made sense, obviously, but like put Barron's and Wall Street Journal and Kiplinger's and all that stuff. Like this is combining similar interests into the same ad set. And the reason that we're doing that is we're trying to get that audience size for that specific ad set up. We're trying to get, you know, at least 1 million people if we can. If we can't get quite that 1 million people, then fine. But we're trying to give Facebook's algorithm, the delivery mechanism, or the delivery technology, I should say, enough data to work with to get you those conversions that you're looking for, right? Now, if you're listening in other countries and you're like, Rick, I can't even, like, our entire country is 2 million people. I could never get that. Totally understand. And the idea here is just to do the best that you can, right? With the sizes of the audience there in each ad set. But that's how I recommend breaking these out. So these are, you're having a warm ad set, you're having a cold-ish ad set, like the lookalike audiences, and then the cold ad set, or maybe a couple of cold ad sets there, where you're combining similar interest-based audiences into an ad set. And that's how that's a very simplistic view of how we are looking at setting up our campaigns inside of, or a campaign, inside of Ads Manager. Because remember, the simpler, the better. I remember doing, and I've shared this story before, but back in, 2015 or something like that, we had like 760 ad sets inside of Power Editor when we were setting up a campaign back when there was Power Editor and Ads Manager. And this is also back when we used to break everything out. Like one ad set was for mobile and it was for one audience and it was for one ad. And then another ad set was for desktop and it was, and so on. And we ended up literally freezing Power Editor because we had so many ad sets. Well, those days are gone. It's about simplicity and setting the campaign up so that Facebook's algorithm, that delivery technology, can work for you. And the simpler that we can be with our setup and the more that we can set ourselves up for success in aligning with how the algorithm works, the more successful your campaigns are likely going to be. And I've been talking about that recently here on the show. So if you've missed those episodes, definitely check them out. Okay. So that, my friend, is how I'd recommend the three must-have audiences within your campaign. And those are really types of audiences. Okay. Let me know inside the Optimized CEO free Facebook group community, which is our new Facebook group community. If anything jumped out at you today, if anything surprised you, what did you take away from this episode here? Are you setting up your campaigns in a similar fashion, right? And if you're not already in the Facebook group, this is a new when I'm recording this, new free Facebook group community called the Optimized CEO Facebook group community. And this is exclusively for online course creators. Maybe you've got a membership program, maybe you're an online coach, and you want to optimize your business to six or seven figures, and you want to surround yourself with other online course creators who are trying to do the same thing that you are, right? This is a community where you need to be. If you're stuck and you're overwhelmed in the early stages of your online business and you can't seem to find consistent growth, and you're confused as to why, what's holding you back, and you're unsure about the next steps that you should take, or if you're already seeing success in your online business and you want to take things to the next level, if you want to have a bigger impact, if you want to work less in your business while still creating more revenue and freedom and all that good stuff, then join us inside the group. It's rickmulready.com/group is the link where you can join us inside the Optimized CEO free Facebook group community. All right, my friend, I hope you found today's quick tip helpful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. And I'll see you right back here next week for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up. It's 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now. And I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.